I kind of ridiculously always bring running shoes, which never get used, and maybe knitting needles.
For someone who's barely out of her teens, Laura Marling is a pretty sensible packer when she goes out on tour. And her new album, I Speak Because I Can, reflects an artist who's growing up fast. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When Laura Marling's first album, Alas, I Cannot Swim, came out in 2008, Laura was a precocious teenager who stunned critics and fans with her husky voice, graceful guitar playing, and powerful yet subtle songwriting. The next couple of years brought a great deal of success for Laura Marling, but they also brought some heartbreak. Laura and her boyfriend, Noah and the Whale's Charlie Fink, who also produced that first album, broke up. And Noah and the Whale put out an album that dealt heavily with their breakup. Laura has said that the new album is about the responsibility of womanhood, and it's clear on the record that she's given a lot of thought to what it means to be an adult. FUV's Kara Manning asked Laura Marling about how she's changed since the first album.
I listened to the first album when I finished the second one, when it was being mixed and mastered, and it made me really emotional, and I felt like a complete wally for listening to my own album, but it was really sweet hearing that younger me, because I didn't have to, but I did grow up a lot, in those 3 years or whatever. And the main difference was that I was really, really shy when I did that album, and now I'm really comfortable in my own skin, and that's been such a relief doing the job that I do, like meeting lots of people and doing interviews and things like that. It's just made life so much easier. And I remember how tough it was, and I didn't know any of it was coming. And now, 3 years later, I've seen it all happen, and I come through the other end.
Get your boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I've gone, wherever I've rolled them dice, wherever I have gone, the blues run the game. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, mama. Me and room service, we are living a life of sin.
The song Goodbye England is actually about a walk that you remember you and your dad taking.
Yeah.
Is that true? What's the story? I love that story.
Yeah, no, it is nice. We still do it every year when I get back for Christmas. But there's a hill very near where I'm from in Hampshire, and it's such a beautiful view. And I remember going up there when I was quite young, when we had a dog. We had a reason to go up there. And my dad saying, just sort of taking it in and going, gosh, will you remember to bring me back here when I'm really old? And I remember it was the first time, the first time you ever think about your parents being, not everlasting. And I thought it was such a sweet thing to say, given that I was so young and I probably wouldn't remember it, but I did. But, it's nice.
You were so smart then, in your jacket and coat. My softest red scarf was warming your throat. Winter was on us at the end of my nose, and I never loving glen more than when covered in snow. And a friend of mine says it's good to hear that you believe in love, even if set in fear. Well, I'll hold you there, brother, and set you straight. I only believe love is frail and willing to break.
Laura Marling live with Blues Run the Game and Goodbye England. Her new album is I Speak Because I Can. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.